I remember, like, in ceremony, when I went through a vision quest when I was a young man, or if I went through the Sundance as a young adult, we slept in teepees at night. Then I began to understand that these teepees were like a vortex for these dreams to come down from the stars, because we believe in the star nation, you know, the star people. And they're in a lot of our stories too. The beautiful young lady who was brought down to become the sisters of the brothers of the four directions to help map out this world. Now, those are creation stories, right? So when the young woman comes down from the stars, she helped these brothers to map out the world for us. And so when I was in ceremony, all our people in ceremony dream together. So they experience a lot of the same things together. I remember in one particular Sundance, when you look at the flags that are on the trees waving, there's this huge white flag became this woman's buckskin dress. And this black flag that was above it became her long hair. And there was this young woman up in the trees fanning herself with the eagle feather fan. And I was thinking, what is this? Am I hallucinating? Is this a vision I'm holding? And that night, I told the other Sundancers, I said, I had seen this young lady sitting in the trees. And she was fanning herself with the eagle feather. And I said, she turned into an eagle. Then I said, she flew up, circling us three times. Then she flew east. And these other dancers, Sundancers, said, you seen that too? And I was like, wow, we all seen it together. And everybody was saying, I didn't want to tell anybody because they would think I'm crazy. So I said, we had like a shared vision, a shared dream. So dreams can come at night, but on rare occasions can come during the day too. Like for young people, they grow when they sleep. That's how they grow. So when they sleep during the day, they can have dreams during the day too. It helps them to grow. And so when you share dreams together, there's more power in that. There's more power, there's more understanding, there's more health and healing in that. So that's just one of the revelations I had on dreaming together. In your dreams, there's dreams that stay with you. There's dreams that you don't remember. There's all these different types of dreams. But when you're in that place, each one of these dreams has a doorway. That if you can walk through that doorway, then it's almost like you're granted permission to hold on to that dream, to take it with you. You know, so it's giving you permission. But see, I grew up with that. I grew up with talking about dreams at breakfast table. So then when you're consciously aware that you're dreaming, you can almost navigate it. That you can almost navigate your dream. You can say, okay, this is turning into a nightmare and I don't want a nightmare. So you can move away from that. You can go through this doorway that would open up another dream to head off that nightmare. I was dreaming of this huge, it was like a dark, furry object chasing me. And I didn't know what it was. It was huge. I was out on the prairie and I was running. And it was chasing us, coming closer and closer. And I was getting scared and I was dreaming this. So I stopped and I said, hey, wait a minute. I'm just dreaming. So I stopped and I turned around to meet this huge dark object. And here it was, one of those big sheepdogs. Dark sheepdog, the kind that has hair over its eyes. You can't even see its mouth and nose, just all hairy. And its tail was just wagging and its tongue stuck out. And it was just happy to see me. So what was actually a nightmare turned into something beautiful because you're consciously aware that you're dreaming and you can turn it around, because that's a lifetime of dreaming done to me, you know, a lifetime of dreaming. So even today, even at my age now, I look forward to sleep so I can see and feel my dream and go through it and live it. It's just part of life, you know, just part of living. The part of your life that's important. One time a while back, I was asked to do some lectures in Portland, Oregon at the University of Washington campus and other places in the Portland area. So on my return from Portland, after I completed all of these lectures, I spent about a week up there visiting people and seeing the area. I came up through the Columbia Gorge. I returned from the Columbia Gorge all the way into Oregon. I think you come out near Pendleton, Oregon. But you follow this river, the Columbia River. And I remember there was this beach, beautiful beach along this river. And I said, yeah, I would like to swim, you know, I'd like to go along this river, but I was anxious to get home too. After being a week away, and I called my mom. I said, "Hey, I'm on my way back. I'm on my way home. I'm gonna come through Oglala before I go back to Rosebud." Now, Oglala and Rosebud are two separate Indian reservations. So I was living in Rosebud, but my mom lived in Oglala. So I said, "I'm coming through Oglala." And she said, "Oh, that would be good." She said, "I'll have a pot of chili beans on for you, and I'll have some biscuits made. Come through here and spend the night." So I said, "Okay, I'll do that. I'll come through Oglala." So I get into Oglala. My mom lived in a house with three rooms in there, so she always had a room made for me on my bed, clean sheets, and she fed me. She wanted to hear all the stories of Portland. So I told her about my visit there. I said it was a World Indigenous Peoples Day, so they asked me to come speak on this World Indigenous Peoples Day. I met these peoples and they talked about this, and I met these people, I talked about that, and my mom said, "Well, that's good, you know." And that night, she made this bed for me. You know, like a hotel, they fix the bed, clean sheets, puts clean towels on the bed, you know. And she said, "Spend the night and then you can leave for Rosebud after breakfast tomorrow." So I said, "Okay." And so when I went to sleep that night, I was running along that river, that sand. I was running along that beach. And I was thinking, wow, you know, I wanted to do this when I was coming up to Columbia Gorge. I wanted to run on this beach. And so I was dreaming this. I was running along this beach, along this river, really beautiful river. The next thing you know, I hear a knock on the door. She said, "I got coffee made, you know. I got coffee made. Get up, you know. It's morning. Get up." So I got up, and then I went into the restroom. I remember washing my face, and I went back to fix the bed. And when I opened up the blankets, there was sand on this clean sheet, right? It was like I was running on that beach, and I brought sand back from my feet, and there was sand. I said, "Mom, come look. I was dreaming I was running on this beach along the Columbia River last night, and look, there's sand on this clean sheets you made, this bed you made for me. We opened it up and there was a lot of sand on the sheets. And she said, you went there, you were there. You did what you wanted to do. My grandmother, she would have me do chores during the morning hours. I would get up very early and bring the eggs in from the hen house and fill the water pail. I would rush through the day's chores waiting for night to come, where she would continue her story. This particular story she told me was a young brave and a young lady, a Wea. They saw the mountains, they saw the snow melt, they saw all of this beauty in nature. Creator decided that they should be married, that they should be one to walk this earth. They, in time, were given a child. Creator said, these two, they see the beauty of nature, so it is so that I'll give them a child. So this child was born, and it was taught to see the beauty of the mountains, of the birds, of the stars, of all these things that nature has to give us. This child grew in that manner. But after several years, the child noticed his mother and father began to have disagreements, begin to quarrel. And the people noticed this. They said, this young couple, they're disagreeing too much. It would touch the child in a certain way. The child would leave the teepee and go off and play in nature. He didn't want to be around that teepee because his mom and dad argued a lot. One day, this young couple noticed that they could not hear their child playing outside. So the young woman tells her husband, go outside and check on our child. So the young man, he goes outside. There's no child anywhere. And he got alarmed. So he followed the child's tracks along the river in the sand through the trees. He noticed the sun was directly above him. So half the day passed and he could not find his child. So he rushes home. He tells his young wife, he said, I can't find our child, so I'm going to go look for our child. And he was frantic. So she hurries and makes him a pouch of food to take. And he follows this child's tracks. Days go by. Pretty soon weeks go by. And then he notices his child's tracks turn into deer tracks. He says, Creator, what is this? My child is now a deer? He said, nevertheless, I'm going to follow these tracks. Moons go by. He notices the herd of deer. These young deer will play by the river. And he said, one of them's my child, and I'm going to go and grab my child and take my child back. He notices how the deer were with each other, how they worked as a unit, how they loved each other. He noticed that. The male deer, the leader of the herd, would be a protector, stand on the hill to overlook his herd down below. So he notices the behavior of the deer. Then these young deer that were playing by the river, they go off and they go over a hill. And he said, this is my chance to go and grab my child and take my child home. So he goes over the hill. He notices the young deer tracks turned into a wolf track. He says, Creator, what is this? My child was a deer and now a wolf? And then grandma at that time, she would say, grandson, it's time to sleep. And I'll say, grandma, what happened to the little boy? And grandma said, time to sleep. So I'd go to sleep. In my dreams, I noticed I'd become that young deer, and I would be running along the river up in the mountains, playing with the other young deer. So when we'd wake in the morning, grandmother would say, how did you dream? So we'd eat breakfast, and we'd tell each other our dreams. So I said, grandma, I became the young deer. I was playing with that young deer that young man and that young woman lost. And grandma said, oh, that is good, you know, that's good. Then I'll just hurry through my chores through the day because I couldn't wait for nighttime to come to continue the story. And so like around 8:30 at night, I'll ask grandma, is it time for bed? And grandma said, yes, soon we'll be going to bed. She'd make my bed along hers on the floor there. And I'd get all excited getting ready for the story to continue. And when we lay down, I'll say, grandma, finish that story. What happened to that young child who's now a wolf? She'd say, okay. This young warrior followed the wolf. He followed this wolf for days, for weeks, for months. But during that time, he notices the behavior of the wolf, how they cared for each other, how they loved each other, how they protected each other, how they even fed each other. They all helped in this unit. So he notices that the young wolves will be playing along the river. And he said, when they're off in the morning to drink their water, I'll go and grab my child and take my child back. They came and drank water, and this young warrior followed the wolf tracks. And pretty soon the wolf tracks became buffalo. And the young man said, Creator, what is this? My young child is now a buffalo? Nevertheless, I'm going to follow the tracks and bring my child back. And he notices the buffalo, observing them. Days turn into weeks, turn into moons. But he comes over this hill, and just a whole herd of buffalo, just thousands of them, just fill the hills. So many of them. This young man sat down, and he started to cry. He said, how can I find my child among all of these buffalo? Off in the distance, he sees Trickster. Trickster's coming along the river, along the creek. And Trickster, he likes having a good time. You know, he's chasing his tail, chasing butterflies, listening to the birds. You know, he's doing all of these things that Trickster does because that's his role, was to just enjoy life. And the Trickster notices the young brave sitting on the hill with his head between his knees. And he said, that young man is sad. Maybe I can help him. So the Trickster, he takes the long way there, finally gets up to the hill, says to the young man, he says, I see your heart is troubled, but I can help you. And the man, young brave, looks at the Trickster and says, how can I trust you? You say you can help me. How can I trust you? And then grandmother would say, grandson, it's time to sleep. And then I'll say, grandma, but what happened to the young child? She'd say, no, it's time to sleep. So I'd go to sleep, and in my dream, I became the buffalo, playing with this young child along the river. We'd wake up in the morning, and Grandma would say, how did you dream? I'd say, Grandma, I dreamt I was the buffalo. I dreamt I played with this young child. She said, that's good. Yeah, I'll just go through the day real fast, feed the chickens, haul the water in, feed the horses, feed the dogs, hoping the sun would set, and I'd go back to that story. So I can go to sleep and dream about these things. Grandmother said, well, the young man really loved his child. So he said, I have to believe the Trickster. The Trickster tells the young man, out of those thousands of buffalo, I know which one is your child. He spit on his paw. He got a little red earth on it. He said, I'm gonna put my paw print on your child. And so it was morning, and then the man starts walking towards this huge buffalo herd. And the chief of the buffalo, he was just snorting, throwing up dirt. He was really angry. He said, what are you doing among my people? He said, I see your heart is heavy. We don't want that among my people. Stay away or I will kill you. And the young man, he says, my child is among your people. I'm here to take my child home. The chief of the buffalo lined up in the valley, all of these young buffalo, they were all standing in line. Chief of the buffalo says, if you can find your child, you can go home. But if you cannot find your child, he said, I'll kill you because you have a heavy heart and you're gonna spread that among my people and we don't want that. So the young man, he goes down the line in front of the young buffalo, thousands of them, and he comes back around them. But he notices one has the Trickster's print on his hindquarters. So he goes to the chief of the buffalo and he says, that one there is my child. And the chief of the buffalo, he just throws up all this dirt and just snorting and just mad and angry. He said, you're right, that is your child. You take your child, you can go home. So the young buffalo was brought to the young man and became his child again. And the chief of the buffalo said, you journeyed a long ways for your child. You saw the child become a deer. You saw the child become a wolf. You saw the child become a buffalo. But more importantly, you saw how they all loved each other, how they cared for each other. He said, go home and tell your people that they need to care for each other like the deer, wolf, and buffalo. Teach them these things, because if this should happen again, he said, I will not give your child back. these stories that grandma would tell me growing up. That's one of the stories. It talks a little bit about how we were able to access our dreams through stories. The time that they were told was right before sleep. The chances of you becoming a part of the story are greater right before sleep. So that's how our young people learned. That's how I learned. It even stayed with me for my entire life. Even at my age now, I still remember these stories. So that's a little bit about how dream societies work in the field of psychology, how REM is a good gauge for us living well. If you dream well, you're living well, because it puts all your systems in order again.